It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
2471.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks.
We cover them all.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score.
WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears have the day off today before they start getting ready for the 49ers tomorrow. Former coach Dave Wannstedt told Mully and Hanley that it's important for John Fox and everyone else on the coaching staff to give this team something to play for.
I like the 8-8 theory. You got it. When you get to this point in the season, I mean, you have to kind of really find a way to motivate your football team. You know what I mean? And I never bought into that thing, oh, they're men, they'll take care of business. Well, they got to have something out there. I mean, they all, you know what I mean? You got to give them something out there to kind of push forward and something to hang on to going forward.
Bulls host the Suns tonight at the United Center. Nikola Mirotic back at practice yesterday for the first time since he fought with Bobby Portis back on October 17th. Mirotic will not travel with the team to Denver for Thursday's game. He'll stay back with Zach LaVine and practice with the Windy City Bulls. Blackhawks are also in action tonight. They'll take on the Preds in Nashville. In college basketball, the Big Ten ACC Challenge starts tonight. Illinois takes on Wake Forest right here on the Score starting at 7:30. Northwestern and Georgia Tech get underway at 6. And UTEP coach Tim Floyd announced his immediate retirement after a 65-52 loss to Lamar last night. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition on The Score is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
How do?
Thank you, Julie DeCaro. Julie had updates on the back portion of the show. Joe Ostrowski before that. Thank you to our guests on the Three Technique earlier today. Thank you to Michael Lombardi from The Ringer and to Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp are the fine producers of this show and the hosts of the I'm Fat podcast. Thank you to Ray Diaz, who does fine work, and Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow's Wednesday. That means Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, will play Can't Do It, and Patrick Manley will be in for the noon hour.
Bernstein and Goff are here. How's it going, gentlemen?
Good. Let me just start out by saying that I am a big fan of the product that Buffalo Wild Wings puts out there, and I think they do a great job on every level.
Yeah. I think Jay Zawoski loves it, too.
I think he does.
I think he loves it, too.
He should.
Yeah.
Do we have an endorsement battle?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
I can't
afford me.
Sure.
$2.9 million.
Buffalo Wild Wings sauce draft. Just you and Jay. 20 rounds. Go.
I haven't been in a long time. I used to go when Maddie used to have those Monday Night Football appearances out there in Niles. Mm. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's hang out. We'll eat wings and talk to people. And then by halftime of like the 6-1, we were like, ah, we should, this isn't as fun as it used to be, like being there every single week.
Sure.
But yeah, nah, Buffalo Wild Wings, they got one right around the corner, right down the street from, not from us, they're on Canal, is it Canal?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. That little area where there's like the noodles.
Dude,
and Panera.
Because everything is crafted. There now.
Yes!
Everything is there.
Right,
you
there.
Name a restaurant, it is now there's in the South Loop.
There's a Wingstop over there.
There's a Portillo's.
Dunkin' Donuts. There's a Mattress Firm, a Midas. Mm-hmm. You can get your Bed Bath and Beyond on over there.
I love the food at the Midas. It's great.
The Mattress Firm, too.
Oh, dude. That's what I got everything for you. You know, you can eat some wings and drag the sauce on the bed afterwards. Yeah. What's up, fellas?
How you doing? Welcome back.
I'm sorry I missed y'all yesterday, man. I got sick Friday. My lady was sick during Thanksgiving. I got sick Friday. I didn't eat anything till yesterday, so I feel like I'm back on track. But the holidays were a little sickly in the golf house.
That's no fun. That's
socialized fun. Babies are just petri dishes.
He was fine.
He
just brought something. Yeah. I was like, here you go, mom. Yeah. Here you go, dad.
Thanks for birthing.
Right.
I built up immunity, but you guys take these germs.
And that's
how it works.
I have been throughout this entire year pretty much. I've been baby sick free. And my lady catches it like that. Mm. So, you know, she's like, oh, get away from me. You're going to get sick. I'm like, nah, come here. Give me a hug. Next thing you know, I'm down for the count the last few days. But I'm back, and I'm happy to be with you guys. Hey, hope my holiday was good. Everybody looks good.
Great.
It was nice, man. It could have been worse. You could have been up at Hallis Hall where they had a fight, a wretched stench of sushi. Their plane was broken. And what else? There was a dumpster fire. There was a literal dumpster fire.
At Soldier Field. Right? Not Hallis Hall.
It wasn't the best. I thought a lot of this was a joke, like reading the Twitter feeds and sure. Listening a little bit. You know, listen, I'm like, wait a minute, sushi? Like, what's going on there? And a fire. And they got outclassed by the Eagles. And this is, we talked about it last week, where you were coming at me like, you know, you fire him if you're going to fire him. I was like, no. If you get a blowout here, this is your perfect chance to. It's your perfect chance. If you get outclassed by the best team in the league, which everybody thought you would, but have that fighting spirit while you're getting outclassed, they didn't have anything. One of the worst halves of offensive football we've seen in a decade. And if you got your chance, if you wanted your shot, if you wanted to be Big Balls Teddy and walk in there and say, you know what? I'm done with this guy. How about everybody else in this room? Oh, by the way, I don't have to answer to anybody else in this room. He's out of here. You had your chance to do it.
They must have decided they're not going to do it.
Ted's not even involved. Ryan Pace doesn't want to do it because you at the moment.
We need to stop acting like this is Ryan Pace's record too, by the way.
As this was explained to me, that Ryan Pace is in no hurry to increase the focus on him
exactly
when he has this shield here for the remaining five games. Mm-hmm. So he's got another month plus of letting John Fox, because Pace isn't talking. So Fox is out there to harumph and dissemble and do what he does. At the end of the year, Pace will get his coach, and then that coach will see if he can develop his quarterback. And then if the quarterback sucks, Pace is fired.
You better be right.
Yeah. I have no problem with that.
I don't either.
Yeah. No, it's the business.
Yeah,
it's the business.
I don't think 5 weeks of Vic Fangio or whatever assistant would change that timeline for Ryan Pace.
Yeah, I don't think it would either. The only question I have, and I asked this yesterday, is could a different coach change your proximity to winning a Super Bowl only vis-a-vis the development of Mitchell Trubisky?
Of course, that's maybe the reason to do it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
A different coach for this year, right, for these five games.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes a damn bit of difference.
If Dowell Loggins is clearly saying, as he has, and we are to believe, that John Fox is the one who has told him at times in the past, no, don't do that. What John Fox allows them to do, that whole thing.
Yeah, but
wouldn't his removal then give Mitch more to do?
Yeah, but maybe he look, Mitch is going backwards. That if you're actually scout,
this week he went backwards.
He looked
20 games
scared.
It's 20 games in.
And I know it's non-linear. Development is non-linear.
Because the two games before that, he had his highest completion.
Correct.
Percentage.
I just don't want ingrained. There were too many in-between decisions. The release looks slower, whether it's mentally slower, physically slower. It's hard to tell. But you don't want these to start settling in.
No, you don't.
When you're
go for it quarterback and your coach is like, don't screw up, don't screw up.
Yeah, but he's got nobody to throw to. Even if you brought Don Coryell in here, what's he going to do?
Well, right. And so to me, that's just. You're on the road against a good team that played a good game, and you're a bad team that played a bad game.
They didn't play that well. They turned the ball over three times.
Hey, they moved the ball at will.
So can you answer?
But that's different. Their talent being their talent is fine, but their talent playing well, that would have been 50. Should have been 50.
They were begging to be upset.
Yeah, it could have been 50.
The problem that I have is everybody's talking about, you know, what did you do with the offense And if you give the job to Vic Fangio, to me, all this would be about is, all right, there's going to be a new voice in here. There's going to be a new person in here that's not beholden to anybody in that locker room. That's when you start to see what guys really are. If guys start to say, all right, fine, we're going to fold up the tents for these five games. I'm going to go have my surgeries. I can now stop playing. I can now stop leaking my injuries to my national sources. That, to me, the alert, the new call, when you get a new boss unexpectedly, you know, you start to see who acts different and for what reasons. Like, who's scared?
Uh-huh.
Who knows the first 11 games?
Right.
Who acted like the first 11 games wouldn't be on tape? Because they'd be fine.
Isn't it worth finding that out?
That's what I'm saying.
Because
that's the only way. Like, I don't know if it helps you any more offensively. If it does, if Dowell Loggins becomes Sean Payton all of a sudden because he doesn't have a governor on his play calling, fine, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I want to know about the dudes who, for the first 11 games, who, even if you weren't talented enough, who went as far as they could to make the week a winning week.
Accountability.
It's simple. It's very simple, but it's you don't have that professional discomfort in there because everybody's lost. Everybody's losing. Everybody's fine. Not fine with losing, but at certain points, it starts to settle in. It was like, all right, you know what? We'll throw that tape out and we'll go. No, certain tape can't be thrown out. Shouldn't be thrown out. Last 11 weeks, last 2 years should not be thrown out. Do you belong on this team? Do you deserve to play with the guy that is going to go forward at number 10? Do you deserve to play with him? That's what you have to find out now.
Mm. Yeah, I like the idea of accountability to know that this won't be acceptable. And I covered a Chiefs team that when they fired Todd Haley and they promoted Romeo Crennel and then they upset the Packers as a double-digit favorite and the team was all chanting, like, Romeo, Romeo, Romeo. They then took the interim tag off of him and made him the coach.
Uh-oh.
And it was a disaster. Right. So you can't do that. Like, you can't make that mistake.
Depends on a person.
Yeah,
Romeo Crennel was not head coaching material.
Just because they were wrong about Romeo Crennel doesn't mean you would necessarily be wrong about an interim coach.
I understand. Yeah. I mean, it's happened in other sports. Mike Quadi would be a nice example.
Yeah.
But the point is that the coach that's going to be
that's
the
not
one
a nice example. That's a mean example.
the point would be
Mike got some for you.
Don't fall in love with the interim coach because it's probably not your best option.
So let me ask you. I don't know if you were listening yesterday. The Philadelphia Eagles won by 28 points despite incurring 11 penalties and losing 3 fumbles.
Yeah.
So we crowdsourced this yesterday, but the answer is amazing. When was the last time a team won by 28 or more points with 11 or more penalties
and three or more turnovers? I'll go with never.
Well, it has happened. It has happened numerous times. Actually, there were four Bears teams on the list. It happened twice in 1947 and twice in 1942, which raised the question: how could you have 16 penalties in 1947 when everything was essentially legal? But the last time it happened was in 1985, on the very same day the Bears beat the Cowboys 44-0. Which many believe was the announcement of the arrival of the 85 Bears defense.
Wow.
On that day, the Jets beat the lowly Buccaneers. I want to say the final was 62-28.
Wow.
It was Ken O'Brien and Wesley Walker.
Before the sack exchange.
Johnny Lamb Jones.
Al Toon had a huge game that day.
My guy.
Yeah,
Freeman McNeil.
Yeah, Al Toon had Zach Zaidman was all excited talking about it, but it was that long ago. It was 1985 the last time that happened. That's how bad the Eagles were.
Did you guys cover the newly minted Grey Cup champion?
Yes, we had a whole montage.
I know a guy who's on that coaching staff that I did not know was on that coaching staff, and I was like, hey, man, congratulations. He's like, man, Tress coach these boys up. We out here. I'm like,
hey, man.
What?
Bro the man.
I read Bruce Arthur. I love Bruce Arthur as a writer of the Toronto Star.
He's wonderful, yeah.
And he wrote a piece about this team, and it's GM Jim Popp and Mark Trestman, who were together in Montreal.
Same guys.
They got the band back together.
Baby.
And you know what the players are all crediting? The love.
Growing the man.
Hey, he grew the freaking Canadian man again.
He talks to you
he
from behind.
Did it. Yeah. But you know what he did? They were 4-7. They started out 4-7, and he said, guys, I'm not going to show you your bad plays. I'm going to show you the good plays. I'm going to show you the good plays. And that stuff, that all, I
you
like.
Love that stuff.
I love that stuff.
It's a bunch of 8th through 11th rounders he's talking to.
Correct,
so these are dudes who could not make it anyway. You got to make sure that they get
you know
built up a little bit.
It works there.
Can't talk to divas like
works. It works there. It works at a whole bunch of different levels. It sure as hell doesn't work in the NFL. No.
You know what the other story is?
Asked and answered.
Is,
we learned that.
You can't tell Brandon Marshall the same things that you tell a dude who played at Boise State.
Anything. No, you can't tell Ricky Ray, who's in year 16 as a quarterback, on the secondary level, is like, okay,
look at these rings.
Yeah.
Look at these rings.
The talk of that game, though.
It all worked, man.
Yeah, the talk of that game is the halftime show also. You heard about this?
No.
If you get a chance to watch this, it is the most Canadian halftime show you've ever seen.
The
and
Grey Cup
I
halftime.
Have to tell you,
the sled, the dog, the Shania Twain.
Yes,
and yes, it's
13 minutes long, and it works.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it works, but it's Shania Twain.
They spent $1,200
coming
on this,
in. Okay, she comes in on a dog sled.
They overspent their budget.
Shania Twain on a dog sled.
Shania Twain doing Shania Twain's greatest
hits. Pyrotechnics
on a dog sled, and you know what? And she killed it.
Of course she does.
She killed it.
Great voice.
Professional.
Yes.
Right. So, kidding me?
There was a growing movement.
Outhouse Auditorium. She's going
to
rock it.
There was a growing movement to draft her, which is I cannot get behind because I'm a team Weird Al Yankovic for all Super Bowl halftimes. But there was a
how many people
movement,
are on that team?
Not enough. It's Al and me, I think.
Okay.
But there was a movement to draft her after that, to just get rid of everybody else and let her do the Super Bowl halftime. But there's just it's something crazy. Uniquely... The whole Canadian football thing has got like this weird dream logic going on.
It really does. It really does. Like stuff that should never work with football players works there.
But it's all weird, and the field's
wide
weird.
Field,
and long
field,
end zone.
Yeah.
And
there's another 106-yard play.
The goalpost right on the lip of the end zone.
I think so because
it's on the back, right?
Because the end zone is like 30 yards long.
Right, you can
throw, it's 120 yards. Yeah,
we're in the red zone. You're in midfield.
Right, you're throwing a bomb into the end zone from the 5.
Right, but there's like they have that forward motion guy.
Yeah,
oh,
totally.
It's silliness. It's absolute silliness.
And Trestman's book, a big seller up there in Toronto. The Helping Friendly book of Mark Trestman. No, I mean,
how would you your show?
Okay. Save that money up for
how would you
DVDs?
Compare that thing with like the American rock band that flames out and then is huge in Japan.
Sure, the David Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck.
There it is. Our sports brains in action.
Or famously Cheap Trick, right? The Cheap Trick was kind of a meh here and then did live at Budokan and all of a sudden came back and was reestablished as a hit here.
Yeah, no coming back from Mark Trestman.
Right?
Mark Trestman's never coming back here.
He doesn't want to come back.
He should.
He's got a great game.
Allowed back.
He lives in a world class city, right? Yeah. Making the money that you want to make.
Dude.
You're doing what you want to do in life.
That guy will change jobs every 3 years for the rest of his life.
Just keep winning.
That's all he's done. Look at his resume.
But he's won now, right?
He won in Montreal.
Did he?
Yeah, he won like three times
as
in Montreal.
Right?
He was a head coach, and he wrote the book
with the same GM.
I thought it was the play caller only. Okay,
he won at the highest level. Tried the NFL.
Somebody get Cam Cameron on the phone so they can take over in 2 years for the Toronto Argonauts. There's got to be that rotating list of dudes who you think can call plays well.
Right.
For me as a kid, it was always not kid, but Cam Cameron was always that guy. Whether he went to LSU or he was at Baltimore for a little bit, Minnesota for a while,
and then failed as a Dolphins head coach. Drafted Ted Ginn Jr. We drafted the Ginn family. No, you didn't.
You really shouldn't have. Other things that are going on. I see that that Nico Maritich has decided he's too sore to travel with the team.
Because he might have to talk to Bobby if he traveled.
His story's ridiculous.
His teammates are getting ready to get in on this, by the way. Like, you know. Hey,
dude.
Why don't you stop being
They've had plenty of time.
Well, his teammates have kind of like to... They follow Bobby's lead on this. Like, don't make fun of him. Don't talk crazy to him. He's one of our guys. But these guys looking around like, hey, man, we out here getting our ass kicked. And it would be nice if you...
Got an extra guy.
Yeah, if you just jumped in the fray here with us. Zach LaVine had season-ending surgery last year. You got punched in the face.
Uh-huh.
Both of you can't have the same timetable.
Yeah, who's coming back first?
What's going to happen
But
here?
You know...
You can't kill the Windy City Bulls and feel like, all right, I'm good. I'm ready to rock now.
The team is doing him no favors, though. The org is doing him no favors. Man,
the blueprint.
He doesn't deserve
yesterday,
any favors.
Okay,
it's
fine.
The blueprint.
But like, they throw everybody
the leadership in action. When Fred said yesterday, he hopes that once they get on the court and they have to communicate, that will then correlate to them communicating off the court.
Bobby, you must pass me the ball.
Dude. By the way, I forgive you.
Part of this.
You better
high
rotate.
Fives,
You better rotate and don't punch me in the face again.
Well,
good talk.
Part of this has to do with the fact that everybody saw what precipitated the punch.
Run up, get done up.
He didn't just kind of walk up to him. The word that was used in the description to me was he charged Portis. Charged him after elbowing him twice. After Portis was owning him in practice, he responded with hard elbows. And Bobby's like, hey, man. Hey!
Walk that back a little bit.
Yeah, let's go here. We're practicing here, and he did it again.
So embarrassing.
And then he ran at him.
Hey, this is why you gotta make sure you identify the crazy person in the room or the person who has the potential to go crazy. Uh-huh.
Or when he's on the other team, once you realize that Aqib Talib is that crazy person,
yeah, that's why there's not
don't wear
be a
the chain again.
There's not going to be any sort of litigation. Bro.
They said immediately that he owned blame for it. Come on. Your employer threw you under the bus the first day you got your face broke.
And when you're not practicing,
that never happens.
Right. And at some point, they were considering starting to fine him if he didn't practice.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the pressure, they've been calling the agent to say, hey, you know, tell your guy it's time.
They shouldn't trade him. They should bench him.
Such a bad, bad thing. And Spiegs, I'm glad you mentioned that just now. I hope you get a chance to talk about it before the show's over today. But you talk about an awful look for two men. You know, after a while, like, Aqib is about that life. And mm-hmm. He has been since
Kansas.
Didn't
he and his mom get in trouble for beating somebody up together?
His mom shot his uncle.
Yeah. Yeah, because his uncle told him not to come back in the house. I guess his uncle was doing something crazy.
Okay.
Shot him in the leg, and then the uncle, when the cops came, was like, I don't know who shot me.
Yeah. He needed somewhere to live. Aqib has been about that life for a long time.
And Crabtree finally succumbed to it.
But the problem is, you know, the NFL is at a place right now where people are looking for reasons to
discipline.
To feel emboldened about the way they feel about young athletes. And you have to be very aware. You know, there are times when Aqib did this with Harry Douglas last year. Told him when he see him in Atlanta, he's gonna whoop his ass because they got the same agent. And he actually tried to carry it out. He tried to find him when they were both in Atlanta because they both have houses in Atlanta. It's one of those things where, you know, you don't need this right now. It's like was it Dave Chappelle was talking about during Obama's run, how, you know, someone fired Flavor Flav. Someone fired Flavor Flav and put him in a box until we get Barry in office. Like, you don't, if you're the NFL and you're Malcolm Jenkins and all these dudes who are trying to change the way not only athletes are perceived with their platforms, but black men, and you're sitting here slap boxing in the middle of an NFL football game, you're taping your chain to your collar. First of all, don't wear your chain. Don't wear your chain if you know somebody's out there about to snatch your chain, forcing you to do something you don't want to do or making you do something you don't.
You wanted to.
It was an awful, awful look all the way around. Now these two idiots get two game suspensions. That's money that they could have done something else with that now goes to whatever NFL charity they want to, you know, act like they care about. It's just a terrible, terrible look all the way around. This is why when people talk that craziness about the NBA, now everybody's soft. And why doesn't Blake Griffin go back at the Memphis Grizzlies? And why doesn't LeBron James, you know, get people off him? Jordan wouldn't have done that. This is why. This is why you cannot have high-profile black athletes fighting in the middle on national television. You can't. It's that simple.
And the league knows it.
I have seen
players know.
The players should be more aware of it.
NBA security emails that have been sent to players like, "Hey, listen, man, you know that we can't do this. We can't. This is not the league that can do this." So you find out through whatever back channels you have to reach out to a guy, y'all squash this because we can't have this.
Look how long it took them to recover from the Malice in the Palace.
Steven Jackson was talking about comparing it today to what happened out there.
The optics of that. I remember as it was happening thinking this is going to be bad and this is going to resonate.
It was our holiday party. We were out there in Rosemont.
Yep. And I remember just being heartsick about it, thinking this is so bad for the NBA. And this is gonna haunt them. Indiana never bounced back.
Yep. Indiana, Paul George left saying that there was still a group of fans that thought the team was too black. Malice in the Palace happened when Jermaine O'Neal. No, that's like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was in high school.
Do you remember when all the black guys left Indiana? It was like a purge, and we had Danny Granger on the show, and we introduced Danny Granger at the time as the last black man in the Indiana Pacers, and he starts cracking up. He didn't expect it. He said, "Okay, turn off the lights when you're the last guy out."
Just can't have it, man. It was a bad look all the way around, not only for the NFL, but for, you know, that. that gave some fuel to the people who want to talk about, you know, athletes and what they really are and all this other stuff. That was just, it was all. Plus, my lady walks into the room. She goes, they fighting with football helmets on? I'm like, yeah. She's like, that's some sucker bleep. And I'm like, yeah, it is some sucker bleep, because take your helmet off and fight each other in the tunnel.
Well, you
where
saw
no, where there no cameras around.
Well, Tlaib wanted more.
Look, Lonzo Ball.
Because Tlaib.
When there was a skirmish.
Wants that hand.
Yeah, totally. Well, he's a real. When Lonzo Ball,
he would be doing saw his something else if he wasn't playing football.
He saw his teammates getting into a fight, and Lonzo looked at everybody else. You know, they're coming over to the scrum, and he walks back to the bench.
Yep.
And somebody said, "Are you concerned about how this looks?" And Lonzo's response was, "It's basketball. Nothing's going to happen in there anyway."
And
I don't. Yes, he said, "I don't want to get a technical. I don't want to get fined."
They don't need my backup.
Right. They have to look like, "Oh, you're a bad teammate," because you had to go there, like, swell up and pretend to want to fight. I found that refreshing. Like, what am I gonna
do? If we're in it, I'm sorry. This is where we're going to
This is the line
we gotta go. Yeah. If you, damn it, Dan, I promise you, if we're in it and you walk away, and you better hope they whoop my ass so much that I can't get back to you.
Yeah.
But stay there with me for a little bit. You know?
Maybe today's the day. Maybe
but
today's
Lonzo
the day.
Lonzo was right, though. He was right. Nothing's gonna happen. He knew nothing was gonna happen in there.
Why nothing's happening?
Right, a good show, gentlemen. They're bursting off on the score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn, and unfortunately he has to learn on the job, and you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. There was a lot of very good basketball played in Portland this past weekend. Overtime games galore, the number one team in the country having to rally from double-digit deficits in the second half twice to stay undefeated. In all, 16 teams showed up for Nike founder Phil Knight's tribute to himself. Knight's turning 80 in a few months, so he and his marketers decided to honor him with the modestly titled PK80 tournament. And naturally, all the schools and coaches that Knight and Nike lavish with millions of dollars every year came running to Knight's self-indulgent party. What's important about this is that we remember that when coaches like Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, Jim Boeheim, and others go on about all the good the shoe companies do for basketball, it should be taken with a large grain of salt. Shoe companies help schools, TV networks, coaches, and themselves get rich. Period. I'm John Feinstein.
Started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS weekdays.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn, and unfortunately he has to learn on the job, and you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to know.
It's worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump on a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes. Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do? Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1700.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:32 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Allstate Arena for Big Ten Basketball when they host Illinois on December 1st at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears have the day off today. They'll practice again tomorrow as they start getting ready for the 49ers on Sunday. Bulls host the Suns tonight at the United Center. Nikola Mirotic and Zach LaVine, they're not going to travel with the team for Thursday's matchup in Denver. They'll stay behind and practice with the Windy City Bulls. Blackhawks are in action tonight in Nashville. Patrick Kane fined $5,000 for slashing forward Nick Ritchie in last night's game. Big Ten ACC Challenge starts tonight. You can hear Illinois take on Wake Forest here on The Score starting at 7:30. Northwestern and Georgia Tech tip at 6. In baseball, Carlos Beltran gets a managerial interview with the Yankees. This scoreboard update was brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Tis the season, cold and flu season, that is. Let the Exergen Temporal Scanner help your family get through the holidays in a healthy way. With accuracy backed by more than 70 clinical studies, the Temporal Scanner makes for a great stocking stuffer. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Bernstein and Goff brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. We are broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios, where cars and SUVs are just better. And here's what we have today. Former Illini star and current basketball analyst for the Fighting Illini Radio Network, studio analyst for the Big Ten Network, Deion Thomas, is going to be in studio with us talking buckets at 2:20. Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout at 3. I'm going to give someone the Bernstein curse when we talk to him, because I saw something over the weekend. I watched a lot of college football over the weekend, and I saw something I liked.
Yeah.
And I'm often wrong.
Is that a quarterback?
It is. Oh, it is. Geez. And
who's the next fifth rounder we're going to have to worry about now? Who's going to get Christian Hackenberg now?
This poor, poor man is going to be doomed. I want to get the opinion of Matt Miller. Yeah, because I have that effect on quarterbacks. Yeah.
Can you have the throw the ball at all down the field effect on quarterbacks?
Remember Nathan Peterman?
Yeah, you did like him. Yeah.
Nathan Peterman.
It's fine. He had a tough start.
Yeah. Tough start. That's like.
That doesn't mean his career is over.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
I mean, Kobe shot 4 air balls. In Utah. Forget that.
But he's not Kobe. That's the difference.
You mean Nathan Peterman is not Kobe?
No, he's not. We're gonna do In Other News at 3:40. We've got Adam Kramer. The college football is bananas right now. There's so many scenarios. The fact that Alabama might be on the outside looking in, and Nick Saban.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
Nick Saban standing there going, "What the bleep are we doing out there?"
Wisconsin people gonna tell me Alabama's not better than them too?
Alabama might miss the tournament and be the best team in the nation.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
The three teams that I was thumping for, Auburn, Georgia, Notre Dame, and I thought all of them were better than Wisconsin.
Ooh, Notre Dame. Yeah, well, Notre Dame has lit the fuse on the big old Bama band.
I don't know. I don't know if Tanny jumped on that bandwagon soon enough.
We don't care anymore. We're bad. Our quarterback sucks, and we're done.
Everyone I know here is dead.
Yes, exactly. So yeah. Adam Kramer at 4. Hub is ours today at 5. We will do It's On at 5:30 as well. Surprises along the way. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming is 670thescore.com. Sexting and sexting at 67011.
A lot of sexting. Everyone over the holiday season.
Yeah, this time of year we get those.
Let people know how you feel about them.
Drunken, happy sex. Yeah, what you would do about what they want to do this afternoon.
How quickly you want them to get home.
Yeah, how many people are involved. Yes,
I already popped a pill, sweetie.
What other things?
You got about half an hour.
So, yeah, we get those. 67011. When you text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We're also on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. Our website where you can find podcasts is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. There is also a Facebook page. Jason has logged in to talk to the creepy people there that put their names on their odd thoughts.
I had a weird social media interaction this morning.
Aren't they all?
Some are more weird than others. Yeah, I had a guy who just thought it would be great to DM me all the things and all the ways that he felt about the show and my family. And it was like 3 a.m. I was like, you know what? I'm going to let this one ride. I don't think I'm going to respond to this guy. And then I responded.
But how can he DM you if you're not following him?
This is the thing. On Instagram, you know, you can direct message someone.
Okay.
And you can see it. It says, you know, request. So if you're not following them, then you don't have any interaction with them.
Nope.
Yeah, just say thanks for listening.
No, I didn't say thanks for listening.
Say
no,
if you feel that strongly and know that much, it means you're listening all the time.
That and make yourself known, my friend. Don't hide behind 17 different Instagram pages. Come on out where people live. We're out and about.
Put your name on it. Come say hi.
Come have a beer with us. Come say what's up to the kids.
So just like the 670 The Score page on Facebook, and you can be part of that conversation. There is also watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. That's where you find our video feed. It is presented by American Needle and their fabulous products and directed by Brian Gertsch.
Go into the flat. You see 86 Boyle to the corner. That's the play I call Spider 2 Y Banana. First time I've said that all year. Boy, that felt good.
Is that that guy too? Oh my God,
he's impaired. There's something not hooked up right.
And his brother is the GM of the Suns. Met him. He was kind of like very buttoned down.
Look at them with their Irish dancing. Yeah, I'm Irish. Yeah. This is me doing Irish dancing.
He belongs on the 11 a.m. Big Ten game.
You're like, what are you? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Give Jason Benetti that job, too.
Look at you stumping for your guys.
He's everywhere.
Well, I mean, damn, because of you and his own talents, of course. But I mean,
he's everywhere. Well, every time
he's got the Wayne Larrivee tour where he just hates his family. That's what I'm saying.
Come on. He lives alone.
That's what I'm saying. Wayne does it, though.
Apartment.
Wayne has a family. Right. And Wayne can't wait to be on the road.
I mean, Jason's got an excuse because he really doesn't have anything else to do in his life.
Come on.
He just goes around and describes.
I'm sure Wayne could teach Jason Benetti the ways of the world, the broadcaster world, 3 or 4 decades on the road.
Let me tell you something, young man.
Wednesday to Sunday, I'm somewhere I don't want to be.
This is how it works.
The producers are Shane Reardon.
So here comes Tucker.
It's a pleasure watching this man kick a football.
Multi-talented guy and a real character. Opera singer, among many other interesting exploits. And could that be more down the middle? As John Harbaugh says, he's a performer.
These are majestic blasts.
Well, back to the texting and the sexting. Just go ahead.
Back to Carson Wentz and his premature explosions that Doug Peterson was talking about yesterday. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
The way this season has gone with the second halves and the way you guys have lost games, at some point, do you ever worry that this is going to become a mental issue for your players? Because it's, you know, kind of like Groundhog Day. It's over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, that song played, you know, woke up to that this morning. Is that Sonny and Cher? Huh? I got you, babe. I got you, babe. Yeah. Went down, got my coffee, said hello to the gal in the coffee shop, stole the money out of the back of the truck, drove my truck off the, you know, into the tar pit or whatever, off the landfill, jumped off a building, lived through it. Did you see the movie? Did you ever see the movie, Groundhog Day?
It's been a long time.
What do you guys do? You spend so much time on Twitter, you're not enjoying the better things in life. Bill Murray, come on. I jumped off the roof at my home this morning. It's not going away.
But do you worry, in all seriousness?
That's my question.
No, it's everybody. It's you guys. It's the fans. It's everybody driving up there. It's everybody in the NFL community. Okay.
Chuck.
Old Chucky P.
Hey, you know what?
Going down the Groundhog Day road with that man.
You drop a metaphor on him. He's going to
follow it through.
Yeah, he picked up and ran with it for you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I liked it.
Just become a part of the lexicon.
We're going to get this thing started. This is a very special day for other reasons, too. Not just because you get a brand new, fresh Bernstein and Goff show. Absolutely free, by the way. We don't charge you for any of this.
Not at all. Is it because it's Giving Tuesday?
It is. It is.
Are you for real?
It is. It is because it's Giving Tuesday.
I guessed.
And,
I guessed correctly.
You see, I dressed for it. And
yes.
We've got a very special opportunity this year because of some very generous people, and we're going to make something happen today, and we're going to make some kids with cancer very, very happy. Between now and 6 o'clock, we're going to do something real special that you're going to be a part of, and I'm going to let you know how next on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think what you saw against Philadelphia was not a talent gap. It was a talent chasm. There's no jumping that one.
No, it's the Grand Canyon, and you need to
know.
It's
worse than the Grand Canyon. There are parts of it that maybe you could jump with a motorcycle, maybe.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome, regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Us with iPhone. When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
It's your boy, Lil B.
Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, also on Watch670thescore.com. That's where we're giving it to you, baby. Oh, yeah. A little disco vibe in here. Lower the lights a little bit, break out the mid-grade cocaine, put a Jerry Curl on me, and put a... you know, a fro on my man Dan Bernstein. Mm-hmm. This would be a party out here. The show would be infinitely better, by the way.
The white suit.
Yeah, oh yeah, a little leisure suit action with the big ass butterfly.
Yeah.
I've been growing out the chest here lately. I haven't shaved my chest in weeks.
I grew up in the disco era.
Do guys shave their chests still?
Yeah.
Or do you just let it rock?
I always see
I saw a back shaver the other day. I don't know how that doesn't cut you to shreds, but it's like a it looks like a back scratcher with a blade on it. And you just do it in the shower, and it just takes off like full sweater loads worth of hair off your back.
This segment brought to you by Meijer.
No
get,
shame?
Get
no.
into the holiday spirit today at Meijer. M-Perks members save 15% more on all general merchandise, apparel, and shoes. Find more holiday deals and low prices at Meijer.com. Okay.
Yeah.
It is Giving Tuesday. And you remember we had this last year where we had an opportunity to match some funds thanks to a very generous donor. Well, as you know, and I just for some history here, I've been a longtime member of the board of directors of Children's Oncology Services, which runs Camp One Step and the One Step programs for kids with cancer and leukemia. And these programs are to empower kids who have cancer and encourage them to take on the world and let them be kids during treatment, after treatment, in remission, programs for their siblings, programs for families, programs for advocacy, going to talk to government officials about the what they go through. So as we have grown over the years and my role has grown in the organization, I'm proud to say that I'm now vice chairman of Children's Oncology Services, or chairperson. And it's we have been serving more and more kids every year, growing leaps and bounds regionally. We used to just be very Chicago focused, but now we're advancing through serving kids, many more kids in Wisconsin through hospitals in Milwaukee, kids in Michigan and Indiana and Iowa. And because of social media, getting even more national attention with kids finding out about us from further and further away. And we never want to ever say no to any kid, whatever their stage of treatment, wherever they may be. We want to get these kids to camp. We want to get these kids to take off their prosthetics and take off any, you know, if they've got a wig or a bandana, and just run into the woods.
Just be.
Just chase frogs and go fishing and be a part of everything that we do, whether it's our horseback trip or our whitewater rafting, our Utah ski trip. And nothing is getting cheaper, but these kids, thankfully, the cure rates are up, which means we are serving more and more kids at various stages. And we want first-class medical operations, which we have, and first-class opportunities to make sure the kids are absolutely the happiest, safest, healthiest, best taken care of. And part of the way we do this in this season, just kicking this off now with Giving Tuesday, what we're trying to do is we want to send 120 kids to camp. It costs $1,000 to send a kid to camp in one of our programs for a week. We want to serve 120 kids who haven't been served before between now and year's end, starting now. And we thank the Ellen Marks Cancer Foundation, who has agreed today they are going to match the first $25,000 we raise. It's going to kick us off. That's going to get 50 kids. If we can just get 25 grand, it's really not that much. With 25 bucks here and 30 bucks here, $100 there, go to camponestep.org. Right now. And the part of the easy way here, if you go to the 670 The Score timeline, if you go to the Bernstein Goff show, if you go to my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein, there is a direct link to donate and make sure this gets matched. But just and anything that you can do to help one of our kids. We have, and I know that so many people help through the poker event and through our marathon team, but this is a big one to give directly a tax-deductible amount of money. And if you are somebody who looks at the charitable component of your tax return every year and wants to get to a certain number because that's just how you rock, this is a great way to do it on this Giving Tuesday. So whatever you can do, we appreciate it. I just urge you to help these kids out today because we want to make sure that no matter what somebody's economic situation is, and the fact is cancer is brutal. Physically, it turns your life upside down. It turns families underwater economically. And sometimes families who are in these dire situations where they're just want to get the medical care taken care of, they say, the last thing we can do is afford to send our kid to a camp program. And our whole point is, don't worry about it. This kid's coming to camp. And we've had doctors who would have said that to a kid. We had a kid's assumed because they know and they feel sometimes it's twisted where the kid feels guilty and like, oh, I'm causing this and I'm making the family struggle economically. I mean, it's horrible what this disease does to families. And I've seen it before where you see the kid's face who assumed there's no way he or she could go to camp. Because they thought, look, we're giving up so much to try to deal with cancer right now that there's no way. They just assumed it was a luxury. And when the doctor comes in or within they get the news, they say, no. This isn't, you're not asking mom and dad. We're telling you. You're going to camp. And they it does wonderful things for these kids. And this is one of those days where for those of us who have been deeply involved in this organization and have worked with these kids and seeing now little kids who are now fully in remission and are volunteers and counselors and part of our organization and the strength of where we've grown over the years internally from kids who have been patients and campers who are now nurses even or in medical school or even a part of and still part of the Camp One Step family. Little bits help. Every little $20 helps us be able to walk into that hospital room and say, you know what? In 3 months, when you're through this, you're going to the woods and you're going to camp, or you're going on the whitewater rafting trip, or you're going to be skiing in Utah.
Yeah,
you're going to be trips. On a plane and you are going to be skiing. Yeah. That a kid who
you got to follow on every social media platform actually to see it in action too. You see a lot of these kids smiling in a way that you know they haven't smiled in a long time.
Yeah, so let's do this today. Let's do this. CampOneStep.org. We got a $25,000 match, and we're gonna get there. We're gonna do this. And
I'm jumping on right now.
And we're talking plenty of sports. Yeah, also, Deion Thomas gonna join us in studio. There's still Bear stuff popping. There was just a tremendous college football weekend, and I gotta tell you, every time, if you follow NBA stuff and you go to NBA.com or you get the highlights delivered to you every day, there's like a 10-minute package of NBA highlights that covers last night's games. It's always something phenomenal.
Yeah, they're doing a great job social media-wise.
It's constant, but it's just every game there's something.
League Pass has been popping this year. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. Jump in the conversation. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know what's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there.
Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chile rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Welcome to The Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion celebrating.